We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
John was the most incredible person I'd ever met. Aviation was John's love and passion. He was present as a Marine and present as a dad, as a husband. It was a normal, ordinary Wednesday for us. When I was picking up my daughter from daycare, my friend that I would carpool with mentioned that there was an aircraft that went down. In an instant, you know, your life does change. And you, especially having children, have to decide, how am I going to do this? I got a message from a friend, and they said, there's this foundation called Tunnel to Towers. And they said on TV that they're going to pay for your and John's mortgage. And it just felt like a frozen moment in time that I'd never forget. I'm so grateful for that.
By giving $11 a month, you're joining us on our mission to do good. Go to T2T.org. It only takes $11 a month to make a positive impact.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Friday. It is Friday, and a pleasant morning to you all. And, of course, it's nice and chilly here in Las Vegas now. The temperature right now here in Vegas is 52 degrees. We're only going to get up. It's an 8-degree span between the low right now and what we're going to get the high today. The high is only going to be 60. And these are the kind of the parameters we'll be working around for the rest of the weekend. It'll be in the low 40s overnight, and I don't think we're going to break too much over 60 degrees in the daytime here, just in case you plan on visiting us and coming and enjoying what Las Vegas has to offer over the weekend. We welcome you to the show on this Friday. We come to you live and direct from the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in the gaming capital over the YouTube South Point Studios streaming network. We welcome you to the show and, of course, all of our other platforms that include our home base radio station here in town, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM, reminding you that if you're running around town here in Las Vegas, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM are the local anchor stations for the play-by-play for the USC college football games and the Rams NFL football games right here in Las Vegas. We'll also remind you that we are streaming on our websites, racedaylasvegas.com.vegas.world.global. The iPhones and the Androids with the apps that you can get at your app store. To the KSHP app, of course, will be the one you listen to us on. And the YouTube app, you can see and hear us as well on that. For your devices, your iPhones, your Androids, and your Google. Google phones now, you got two. And, of course, anywhere you get podcasting. Just welcome to the show, however you get us. Well, it's going to be a kind of a interesting weekend of racing. We don't have any huge racing, big stakes races for the graded stakes races in the country. But we do have the Claiming Crown, and we've talked about this all week. The Claiming Crown is to feature in a kind of a championship type of format. The claiming horses, the backbone of the racing industry, the horses that fill all of those races during the week and those races before the big ones on the weekends. The Claiming Crown will be held at Churchill Downs tomorrow. There will be 8 full fields of claiming horses going in all the different divisions and the price ranges. And it's going to be a real interesting race. It'll be races 4 to 11. It'll be an interesting racing day out at Churchill Downs tomorrow. Hopefully the weather will cooperate in for the lunch pail type of horses of our industry. That's for sure. Del Mar and Aqueduct, Gulfstream, Pleasanton, and Woodbine, they'll all have stakes races tomorrow. As a matter of fact, the Desi Arnaz at Del Mar will feature 5 horses in the race for 2-year-old fillies. 4 of those horses are trained by Bob Baffert, so it seems like he's got that surrounded. Woodbine, of course, will have their nice grade 2 there. On Sunday, coming up, Aqueduct will have a couple more stakes races. Del Mar will feature a grade 3, and Woodbine will have the Kennedy Road Stakes featuring Patches O'Houlihan, a horse that's getting a lot of favoritism over there, and at Woodbine becoming kind of like the chosen brawn of Woodbine. He will face 5 others in the Kennedy Road on Sunday. And, of course, the big racing coming up at Zia Park. We already talked about that on the 24th, 25th, and 26th. They'll be having stakes races each of those 3 days that'll total over $1 million in purse monies there. And, of course, we keep cruising along in Southern California at Del Mar and at Aqueduct as well. Our handicappers with us, Jonathan Hardoon, Rich Eng, John Lindo, and Jerry J. will be back. I want to congratulate Rich Eng on the football pick yesterday, the Philadelphia Eagles manhandling the Washington Commanders with an easy cover of 3.5 points. Actually went up to 4 points, but that was covered as well. So a nice win there for Richie. We'll see what he has to offer. Don't forget, if you get to the YouTube page, when you go to us through YouTube, the YouTube South Point Studios Streaming Network, when you get to our page, you can chat in the chat room, and people are going crazy right now in the chat room talking about a lot, including our handicapper. Jonathan Hardoon is there now chatting away with people, I could see. But in any case, just hit subscribe. It is free of charge. There's nothing to it. Just hit subscribe there, and then you can start chatting in the chat room. And Jonathan is having quite a few chats back and forth with some of the local chatters there, and I can see him smiling on the camera outside here, and it's really a way to go, Jonathan. You just keep chatting away, my man. In any case, we will get started by taking a look at what happened yesterday. Yesterday at Aqueduct, first race winner was a nice $10.80 winner trained by Wayne Potts and Tepritz Temper. And then William Morey, who used to train, as you know, in Northern California, has training and is now training on the East Coast. And he had a winner in the second race. William Morey had Epic win it and paying $10 even there. And then Dick Dutrow checked in with a third race winner at $5.50. Flavian Pratt won his first of 2 races yesterday for Chad Brown in the fourth race with Steel Loot paying $5 even. Jerry J came with a reverse play winner in the fifth race. His key horse, Chelsea's Choice, finished second in the fifth race. One of the link-ups, Good Long Cry, was the winner. That was the favorite, paying $4.60, but he did have his key horse run second, and another link-up finished third. So if you did the reverse with the Exacta and the Trifecta, Didn't come back much. The dollar reverse exacta paid $7.30, and the 50-cent reverse trifecta paid $11.35, but better a short price than a long face. So he got a reverse winner out of that. And then, of course, Flavian Pratt won his second race of the day in the seventh race with Lisa's Vision for David Duggan. Pratt paying $25.40 for that win there, and it ignited huge payoffs in the trifecta and the exacta, because an 83-1 shot finished second in that race. The 50-cent trifecta paid $5,941.25 with Pratt's $25 win mutual, and the dollar superfecta, and the winning numbers were 10, 3, 5, 11. The dollar super paid $102,039 in that seventh race. Irad Ortiz Jr. got his second win of the day in the eighth race, the final race of the day with High Heat, and that was Wayne Potts' second win of the day. So Wayne Potts won the first race as a trainer and the last race as a trainer. That paid $10,020. Pick Six paid a little over $7,000 yesterday at Aqueduct. At Churchill Downs. Now, you know, John Lindo had a Churchill Downs Lindo report yesterday, and it was out here at the South Point free of charge. And we always tell you about the Lindo report that has selections in each race and then a lot of goody information at the bottom, you know, changes and trends, etc. And he also suggests a late pick four on his sheets every day. Well, the late pick four at Churchill Downs on John Lindo's sheet was a layout of $27, $27 layout, and he hit it. With the sixth race winner, Betty Davis, for Tyler Caffley, owned second win of the day, paying $5.90. Came back in the seventh race with Donut God, who he also gave out on the show as his selection on the show. That horse was bet down from 8 to 1, and paid $4.84. Was really bet down off the board there. Donut God for Brian Lynch. That was Lindo's pick on the show and kept him alive in the pick four. And then he came with Makeup in the eighth race for Eric Asmussen and his dad, Steve Asmussen, paying $19.64. And then the ninth and final race was won by It's In My Blood, paid $10.76. You put them all together for $27 layout. John Lindo suggested late pick four on his sheet yesterday returned $360.67. That was on the sheet yesterday for a $27 layout. Pick six paid $25,000 plus. The late pick five paid over $2,200, and that happened yesterday at Churchill Downs. All right. Well, would you just getting started with this Friday show? So we'll take our first break on a chilly morning here in Las Vegas. Let's see what the weather and the temperatures is like in around the country. We got 84 in Miami, 62 in New York. Chicago is 54 degrees. Phoenix, Arizona, 72. And in Southern California, where Del Mar is running today, Southern California, L.A. is going to be 64 degrees. So it's a little chilly in the west here. Here in Las Vegas, again, will hit around 60 to 61 degrees. But it looks like the weather, as far as rain and precipitation, is clear across the country. Got a little bit more action going on in northern Nevada. We got some snow in north here in Nevada, but nowhere near any racing racetracks today for racing conditions. All right, we'll be right back, and then when we get back, we will give you the menu for the day and get started with our handicappers, Jonathan Hardoon, John Lindo, and, of course, Jerry J. and Rich Ang. Don't forget, get to the South Point page on YouTube and hit subscribe and start chatting away with John Hardoon and all the others out there as well. So don't go away. We will be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. voted best of Las Vegas. It's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Friday. Time to get to work and go to the racing menu for today. Reminding you, as we always do, that the first post times we broadcast on this racing menu each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone, because that's where we're at here in Las Vegas. We are in the Pacific time zone, and these will be the first post times that roll out in the race book here today. If you're listening around the world in many different other time zones, we'll just adjust the time zone that you're in to the Pacific time zone to get the start times right for you, so you won't miss anything, like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? All right, we begin with Aqueduct Racetrack, the Big A in New York. You got 9 races there. Weather conditions are great in New York today. First post time is 9:10 at Aqueduct today, and should be all systems go there. Let's see, do we have any turf races today? We got 1 turf race, 2, 3. So we got 3 turf races today at Aqueduct, the 3rd, the 5th, and the 8th races, and they're still scheduled for the grass. Remember, this is the last week of grass racing at Aqueduct, so they say. All right, and then we go next to Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park has a pick 6 jackpot carryover of $103,476. $103,476 for the pick 6 Rainbow Jackpot at Gulfstream Park, and their first post time today for 9 races is set at 9:20 at Gulfstream Park today. All right, then we go to Laurel Park. Laurel Park has 9 races. Their first post time is 9:25 at Laurel Park. Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky. Guess the track will be okay today. Was a little bit. They got a little rain yesterday in and out of there, but that track dries fast. So you got 9 races today at Churchill. Their first post time is 10 a.m. Churchill Downs has a pick 6 jackpot carryover of $25,437. And again, first post time at Churchill Downs for 9 races set at 10 a.m. 10 a.m. Churchill. Woodbine is next. Woodbine Racecourse has 10 races north of the border. They have a couple of nice carryovers. Their pick 6 jackpot carryover today, $18,778. But their super high 5 jackpot carryover stands at $242,349. $242,349 in the super high 5 jackpot carryover at Woodbine. Woodbine's first post time for their 10 races today is at 10:10 at Woodbine today. Del Mar, where the turf meets the surf, kicks underway with another three-day weekend of racing. Del Mar's first post time is at 12:30 today. 12:30 first post at Del Mar today. And then we have Pleasanton Racetrack. Pleasanton, of course, in Northern California. Pleasanton has a super high 5 carryover. This is a regular super high 5 carryover of $19,346. Their pick 6 jackpot carryover stands at $6,684. Pleasanton has a first post time for 7 races at 1:15. And then next comes Delta Downs. Delta Downs has 9 races from the Bayou Country. Delta Downs' first post time is at 2:50. Penn National. Penn National will kick in with their 7 race card at 3:15. 3:15 at Penn National. Then you'll have Charlestown. First post time for 8 races at Charlestown with a pick 6 jackpot carryover of $27,093 is set at 4 p.m. 4 p.m. for their 8 race card. And then we'll wrap it up with Remington Park. Remington Park, 9 races, first post time is at 4:30. All righty. That's it for your racing menu for today. We'll go now out to Jonathan Ardoon, standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine, my man. What's all the chatting going on? You got interesting chatting going on there?
We did. Terrific group of guys in that room. They were talking about workouts and how important they are and which clockers they thought were better than other clockers. It's just interesting conversation. People should definitely join it, and doesn't cost anything, and maybe you'll learn something.
Well, and
can't hurt.
I would imagine that one of them asked you if you use workouts to do your final assessments of handicapping. Do you?
It's part of the equation. You know, it's not a major part, but if you like a horse a lot and you see the works aren't good, well, maybe you'll cut the bet, or, you know, it's certainly going to have some sort of effect.
Well, we got a couple of nice stakes races tomorrow at the Big A, and the Notebook Stakes at 6 furlongs, and the Central Park at a mile. Taking a quick look at both of those stakes races for tomorrow. We'll get into the Claiming Crown races at Churchill Downs tomorrow. There's 8 of those races, so we'll concentrate more on those when we get on the Saturday show tomorrow. So taking a look quickly at the Saturday stakes races at Aqueduct, you have 7 entered in the Notebook. This is for 2-year-olds at 6 furlongs. And it seems like you got favoritism going between Man in France for Danny Gargan, and a horse called Kenny B for David Dugan. So Danny Gargan and David Dugan, so to speak.
Well, A Man in France ran really well first time out. But Wesley Ward has 2 horses in that race, both listed at long prices that haven't been out since last April and May. I like young horses that run early in the year, take time off. They're going to come back. They're going to be more mature. They're going to be physically, you know, they're going to be physically improved off of their early time during the early time of the year when they ran. So Man in Finance is the horse to beat, but I'm a little interested in Shoot It True. Wesley Ward sends out a filly against the boys, but he does that all the time.
Now, Wesley Ward, as you say, have 2 horses in the race. They'll break side by side. Actually, 2 fillies. These are 2 fillies going against colts. Didn't see that. Okay, 2 fillies going against colts. Breaking from post 4 will be Phoebe in Wonderland, John Velasquez riding. And breaking from the 5 post is the horse that you like, Shoot It True, will have the services of Frankie Dettori. And they will be breaking side by side in the 7-horse field. And those are the only 2-year-old fillies in the race. The others are colts and geldings, and they'll be going side by side in this race. Nice prices. Putting to what you were talking about on the chat, since these horses have been away so long, do you put any credence, or how much of a factor you put in the workouts for these 2-year-olds heading into this race?
Well, you got to certainly put something into it. They haven't been out in 5 and 6 months, so obviously you'd like to know how they were working. The problem is Wesley Ward has horses all over. He has horses in New York and Kentucky, so who knows really where they really worked and, you know, if they even got the right horses, because there is no clocker report this time of the year. You know, at Saratoga and during the Belmont at Aqueduct meet, they had DRF gave out a work report that people could purchase every day from Mike Welch, who does a terrific job. But now you're basically on your own. You got to read the workouts in the form and put as much faith into them as you want to.
And I would imagine, I know that, well, most of us certainly use the pension of the trainer with the workouts to, you know, because Bob Baffert, let's say, works as all of his horses fast. Right. They're all bullet work type horses. So if you see a slow work there, it kind of raises an eyebrow. You have to know how the trainers train their horses as far as workouts in the morning. Wesley Ward is not one that really works horses fast, does he?
No, he just likes to work them. Baffert, like you were talking about, he used to be deadly when he would work a first-time starter 7 furlongs before a race. If he put 1 or 2 of those works into the horse, they would always run huge. And again, every trainer has their own style. You have to know what trainer does what. You have to pay attention. You can't just look at the works and look at the grades that they get from these clockers.
All right, well, that is a race at 6 furlongs for 2-year-olds. The other stakes race on the card on Saturday, tomorrow at Aqueduct, is the Central Park. This one is at a mile on the turf for 2-year-olds, and it got an overflow field for the turf. On the turf course, they have The cutoff point is 10 horses on there, so there's 11. There's one also eligible in this race. And this seems to be a little bit more of a wide-open event because I think the favorite in the race is sitting there at something like 3-1, and that is early adopter Flavian Pratt riding for Chad Brown.
This is a tough, tough race, Ralph. You have lightly raced horses. You have horses with 1 and 2 starts, and now they're being asked to go in a stake race. I watched the replays, and number 4, Jack and Jim, was extremely impressive, his first start for trainer Graham Motion, who usually doesn't squeeze them early. He usually gives them a race, and they'll show their best in their second or third start. The fact that he ran so well first time out, I know he's going to make a forward move. He's only 9-2, but again, it's a wide-open event. They gave a slight edge to Jack and Jim.
And that horse at 9-2 on the morning line, and as you say, some trainers like Graham Motion, John Sheriffs is another one that comes to mind,
right,
et cetera, they like to run horses and let them get the education in the race before they kind of tighten the girth. But as you say, when a horse runs, getting his education, so to speak, and runs big, you got to think that he's going to even be better the next time out. And, you know, we got Todd Pletcher's got a horse in the race, and George Weaver.
Chad Brown, the race Chad is Brown. Loaded.
Yeah, Christophe Clement. It's a race full of maybe horses that wouldn't make the Breeders' Cup juvenile, but certainly horses that could bring their talents along and be late developers, and that is the Central Park at Aqueduct tomorrow. And at Aqueduct Racetrack, on the main racetrack is 1 1/8 in circumference this way, reminding people that this 1 mile race will be out of the chute, right?
No, it's a turf race, Ralph.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. It is a turf race. Pardon
That's
me.
All right. I'm going to throw you in the room with the chatters.
Yeah.
If you don't
so we got 2 turns on the turf there for that one.
Right.
But it still is 1 1/8 main track, and they still run out of the chute for 1 mile on the main track, just not this race.
Exactly.
All right. Well, maybe we just ought to get... by the way, the Cigar Mile coming up on the 7th of December is going to come up big because we understand that Bookham Dano is going to be in that race. He's pointing for that race before he goes to Saudi Arabia. I understand they're going to use the Cigar Mile and then go back to Saudi Arabia for another try there. He was there last year, if you remember. And a very promising horse for Todd Pletcher, Locked, who came back and had a... tremendous race. I think it was at Saratoga. Was it not? Locked at Ram.
Yeah.
Came back at Saratoga. He's going to be in that Cigar Mile. So that's going to be a heck of a race, the Cigar Mile coming up on the 7th of December.
Actually, I think Locked ran a few weeks ago. I think he was cross-entered. He was entered in Kentucky to run in some stake race, but he opted to stay in New York, and he was about as impressive a winner as you're going to see.
Yeah, he got that tightener just right, that's for sure. And we all know that Todd Pletcher will take his time, and this horse might be a horse to be reckoned with looking ahead to next year in the handicap division. All right, time to get started with Aqueduct and get the picks.
All right, let's give out some winners today, or they will not let me back in the chat room
no
tomorrow.
No kidding, boy. They'll get on you in the chat room. You can't do that, man.
Let's look at the 4th race today at Aqueduct. It's 6 furlongs on the main track, and I love the number 2 horse in here, Tom's Chicken Fingers. This is a 3-year-old gelding from the Michelle Nevin barn, Kendra Carmouche aboard to ride. He's listed at 9-2 on the morning line. Received Lasix last time for the first time, but that was a turf race, which is back to the dirt today. Number 2, Tom's Chicken Fingers, wins today's 4th race out at Aqueduct.
Any particular sauce for that?
Whatever you want. Whatever you like. Any mustard will do.
Okay. 4th race today at Aqueduct, Tom's Chicken Fingers. The 2-horse Kendrick Carmouche aboard at 9-2 on the morning line. That, of course, part of the early pick 5 and early pick 4. 4th race, the 2-horse at the Big A. Where are we going next?
Churchill, race 5, 7 furlongs on the main track. And I like the number 8 horse in here, Black Powder, a 4-year-old colt from the Mike Maker barn. Tyler Gaffleona aboard to ride 7-2 on the morning line. This horse cuts back in distance today. This horse is going to get a great trip in here. I like number 8, Black Powder, to win today's 5th race out of Churchill Downs.
And that will be the anchor of the early pick 5 and early pick 4 at Churchill Downs in the 5th race. Number 8, Black Powder, the 8 in the 5th race. Gaffleon at 7-2 at Churchill Downs in the 5th race, number 8. I would imagine you have a horse at Del Mar.
I do. I like the fourth race today, Ralph. 5 furlongs sprinting on the turf, and I love the number 3 horse in here, Revelation. This is an 8-year-old mare from the Liberato Baracco barn. This horse ran last time out without Lasix. She was also coming back off of a short layoff. Now she has some time. She goes back on Lasix, cuts back to 5 furlongs on the turf. Kyle Frey aboard to ride, 7-2 on the morning line. Number 3, Revelation, wins today's fourth out at Del Mar.
All right, fourth race at Del Mar on the turf at 5 furlongs. Number 3, Revelation. The 3, Revelation, and the fourth race. Of course, that's part of the early pick 4 and early pick 5 as well. Fourth race, the 3 horse at Del Mar. And Jonathan has full sheets for all of those 3 tracks, Del Mar, Churchill, and Aqueduct, right now at his website.
JONHARDOON.com. Ralph, by the way, I love this 12:30 post at Del Mar. I think it's great.
I do too.
Yeah, especially on the East Coast. It's really good. It's 3:30 and you finish at a normal time.
Well, you can thank standard time because of that, because they don't have any lights there. So they got to get down early. So it gets dark around 4:30 on the West Coast. So, yeah.
Yeah, but I just like it. So.
Yeah, me too. Love it.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
Thanks a lot, Jonathan. We'll talk to you tomorrow for the Claiming Crown.
Thanks, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
All right. You got it, my man. All right. Continue chatting on the chat room. They're going chatting away, that's for sure. And some of the chatters, by the way, the people who are on the chat box here on the Race Day Show also have some of their selections that they like that they put out there as well. So you get an idea for that, too. Remember to go to the chat box, hit subscribe, and start chatting away, even with Jonathan Hardoon there. We'll be right back.
Tunnel Stowers helped so many people. As a player of the Mets, I feel like, for me, I have a responsibility to give back, especially to a cause that's authentically New York. And I just want to show appreciation for those brave men and women who really do a massive service, not just in New York, but everywhere.
Hey, I'm Pete Alonso. Let's go Mets, and let's help the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Go to T2T.org for more information about how your donation can make a difference.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation in their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting T2T.org.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
Okay, back on race day for this Friday. We'll go out now to Mr. Rich Eng, standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, you know, I went out to dinner last night, and in the dinner restaurant that we had, there were no TV sets around, so I didn't see most of the game, but I did see the early part where the Commanders actually got the lead from the Philadelphia Eagles. But when I checked the score after the game, when I left the dinner and was home, it seems like something big happened in the second half.
Yeah, a couple angles in the game. One was that the field goal kicker, Jake Elliott for the Eagles, he missed 2 makeable field goals and he missed an extra point. So in the first half, the game should have been a lot closer, or the Eagles should have had the lead. And then the second half, after he missed the extra point, it was 12-10 Philadelphia. But, you know, the thing we talked about yesterday, Ralph, about the Pittsburgh Steelers angle where they just beat the heck out of you and they're a good the team that played Pittsburgh is a good play against the next week.
Yeah.
But you could see that with the Commanders yesterday, and the fact that in the fourth quarter it was all Philadelphia. Washington had run out of gas on both sides of the ball, and Philadelphia just rolled up and down the field, ended up pulling away 26-10. But that fourth quarter was just completely dominated by the Eagles.
And, of course, I saw a lot of pundits yesterday talking about the total in the game. They thought it would go under as well. I think the total was 49.5, so there was no risk in getting over in that game either.
Yeah, I think it ended up 26-18. It was like a touchdown in the last 30 seconds by Washington.
Yeah, but it didn't cause any backdoor anything, so that was okay. That was just fine. That was good for the stats for the players, that's all.
Yeah, Al Michaels always keeps an eye on the total for us when we're watching the game.
Yeah, he does. That is absolutely right. Well, we'll look ahead to this weekend coming up with college football and another, I guess, week 11 already of the NFL coming up. Now in college football, I understand that now they've got the rankings, so we know that the top 12 teams are the ones that are going to make the playoffs. Week by week, we check the top 12 and see what's fluctuating. But now it's getting kind of exciting for college football because with that, with more teams playing now with 12 teams in it, it gets to be a lot more fun, I think.
Oh, absolutely. There's going to be a lot of bubble teams like, BYU and SMU and Indiana, teams like that, which have never had a chance to make the Final Four playoffs. They are alive, and a lot's going to happen to be determined by the end of the season and the conference championship games, the title games. So we're going to see what happens because, Ralph, if a conference has a team that wins the championship game and has three or four losses, well, they've earned their way into the 12, and they're going to bump somebody else out. So it'll be real interesting to see how that goes with the late season.
Yeah, and with the voting that they have, people are always complaining about the four teams that made it. Somebody will be complaining even with the 12 teams in there. Somebody is going to be left out and complain, but that's what it's all about, and it's just a fun time of the year. And we'll be keeping an eye on football. We got basketball. We got hockey. I mean, this is just a great time of year for sports, and of course, horse racing is which we'll concentrate on now. Time to get to a pick at Del Mar.
Yeah, I just want to make a quick comment, and then sure. I'll give the horse. There is a very interesting sporting event tonight, Ralph.
Yeah.
It's the boxing match between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. And the only way you can get it is if you are a subscriber to Netflix. I know Sandy and I are, so I'm going to watch it tonight. But I think here in Vegas, I think almost every casino race book and sports book in town is going to show it. But very interesting. Paul is the favorite. Tyson's the underdog. But I saw a note on another media outlet that something like 80 or 85% of the money is on Mike Tyson.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting kind of event. I don't think we could take it too seriously amongst the regular parameters of boxing or wrestling or whatever. But it's going to be fun to watch. And Mike Tyson, of course, a Las Vegas resident. So it'll be fun. And by the way, since you mentioned it, here at the South Point, they've already put out the word that they will be showing the fight on the big screens here behind me in the sports.
Beautiful.
So if you want to come down and have a beverage or two, maybe just a little bit, maybe dinner beforehand or whatever, you can make it make a night out of it right here at the South Point. And we'll depend on you to give us the blow-by-blow, so to speak, of what happens tonight.
A couple of quick items, and then I'll get right to the horse. There are seven other matches, boxing matches, on the undercard.
Yeah.
In the payday, Ralph, $40 million for Jake Paul, $20 million for Mike Tyson. So that's pretty good.
Let's put it this way. If Jake Paul is not a Nevada resident, he's going to pay more taxes, state taxes, wherever he is. With Tyson being a resident of Nevada, we have no state tax for the earnings. So he gets a break there anyhow.
Yeah, and then somebody wrote something interesting on the fact that if there's a draw, it might actually benefit the two boxers to draw, and then they could have a rematch.
Okay. Let's get to Del Mar.
Del Mar race two, Ralph. It's a mile and a 16th on the turf. Let's go with the rail horse number one for a laugh, 4-1 in the morning line. Kazushi Kimura rides. This horse hasn't been out since February for trainer Simon Callahan, but this horse clearly fits class-wise. He's had some good turf runs on both Santa Anita and Del Mar. So to me, it's just a matter of fitness. If Simon Callahan has his horse ready to go, this horse is a danger from the rail with Kimura. Number one, for a laugh, race two.
All right, no joke, for a laugh. Number one in the second race is Rich Eng's selection, the one horse with Kimura aboard. Remember, Richie's got a full sheet of handicapping for all the races today at Del Mar at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. Thanks a lot, Rich. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Good luck, everybody.
All right. We'll wrap it up with John and Jerry as we normally do on the Race Day show, so don't go away.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, back on the Friday show, and now we'll go out to Southern California, where John Lendo is seated at his desk with a nice bright sunshine behind him. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
Beautiful day there, huh?
It's gorgeous this morning. It's going to be a nice day for racing today at Del Mar.
Well, John, your sheet did it again. Your suggested late pick four at Churchill Downs with a $27 layout got folks back $360.67. We keep telling people that along with the selections, you do suggest a late pick four every day, and you hit it at Churchill Downs. That was a nice payoff for the small $27 layout.
Yeah, and good day yesterday. And you know, that track, when it does rain, you don't have to change your handicapping style, which is great for me. You don't have to do it twice. You can just adjust a little bit, and you're good to go.
Six top picks out of the nine races on the Linda Report from races 1 through 9. And a suggested late pick four, and you get it free right here at the South Point. Big day at Churchill for the sheet there, John. And also your selection on the show. Boy, did they pound that horse down. And I guess they saw the same thing you did, that this was a two-year-old that was really fast out of the gate. And on the way the track played yesterday, that's all you needed to do. Luis Saez got him out in good shape, and it was all over. Donut God wins and pays $4.84. Can't buy too many donuts with that, but that's a solid winner, that's for sure.
8-1 down to 7-5. That's not great, but no. At least he ran like it.
He ran like he should have run at 7-5. That is absolutely for sure. Well, you've got a sheet today. Of course, you're back at Del Mar in Southern California. And I know that when we start Del Mar each and every week, on your sheet as well as on the show, you give us the latest on the jockey and trainer standings.
Well, Hector Berrios and Antonio Frizu, they're the leading jockeys right now. They've each got six winners. You've got Kazushi Kimura right behind with five. And then Umberto Rispoli and Tiago Pereira and Juan Hernandez all have four. So it's really bunched up as we get going with the jocks. As far as one other jockey, though, Tyler Bays is winless at the meet. He's 0-24 so far.
Wow.
And then as far as the trainers are, Mark Glatcher, leading trainer, he's got five winners. Right behind is George Papa Podromo, Peter Miller, and Doug O'Neill. They've each got four wins.
OK, Okay, we don't see Mr. Baffert there, but of course they haven't run that many 2-year-old races yet. So in any case, he'll probably get one in the Desi Arnaz, I would think. But in any case, what about the favorites?
Favorites are hitting at 36% so far for the meet.
Okay, good enough. All in all, even after the Breeders' Cup, it seems like the track is fair.
I think so. Both of the Thursdays, or first day back of the new week, it was kind of an inside speed track, and then it kind of leveled out for the weekend. So keep an eye on that today. See if that inside speed on the dirt is carrying. Closers have had the best of it on the turf course in general. You can sit back and make that run. So, but it, all in all, if you have the best horse, you can win, and that's what you want to see.
Yeah, and, as far as Del Mar is concerned with the races, etc. There, you've got guys like Hector Barrios. You always got to take a look at him whenever he's riding on the turf course. I think he does make a little bit of a difference because he gives the horses good trips on the turf course there, as does Antonio Frisou and Umberto Rispoli.
Well, all three of those guys, Ralph, they ride European style. They'll drop down to the fence and save ground early, and then they're all good at angling out and finding a path to make their runs in the stretch, and that's what you have to do. That's how the Del Mar turf course plays. You can't get hung 3 and 4 wide on that turf course. It just doesn't work.
And the Bug Boy, Wilfrin Orantes, is being handled by one of the great maidens of all time.
Yeah, that's Vince DeGregory's got his book, so the young and old right there.
And he looks like he can ride a little, that's for sure. He'll be on a big 4-5 morning line favorite in the opener today at Del Mar. Should get the job done there. And, getting the Bug Boy on live horses and getting him to win some races will certainly perk up his business, I would think.
Well, he's won a few already, and I see him running a lot for Ron Ellis, and he's got a couple other guys. And I would expect, I haven't checked to see what he's been doing, if he's riding at Los Alamitos at night on the weekends. It's hard right now at Del Mar to make that trek back up for the Los Alamitos Saturday and Sunday cards, but I would expect that Santa Anita, when they're running up there, he'll do a little night riding too and get a little bit more experience.
And, of course, Bill Morey, who used to be a top trainer in Northern California, now on the East Coast. He had a winner yesterday at Aqueduct, a $10 winner in the second race.
He's always won at a high percentage wherever he goes. He knows how to play the claiming game very well. It's a barn that I have no problems making a wager on, so... Yeah, I like the Bill Morey stable.
And John, mentioning the claiming game, tomorrow on your Lendo report, you will have a full sheet for Del Mar. But I understand that you said you were going to do the claiming crown races at Churchill Downs as an extra sheet as well.
Yeah, I'm doing the full card tomorrow, 11 races at Churchill Downs in addition to Del Mar. And weather looks good so far for Churchill Downs. We should be... fast and firm by tomorrow. So, I love to watch all these old hard knocking claiming horses. There's a lot of horses with a lot of wins by their name, and they're just, those are the kind of horses I grew up and became a fan of.
Oh, we all have that. That's absolutely for sure. And the thing about it is, Mike Maker is loaded for bear, I think, in the claiming crown out of the 8 claiming crown races. I think he's got entries in 6 races, and some of them more than one entry.
Oh, yeah, and you're going to see a lot of, and they're coming in from all over the country, whether it be Lone Star, Sam Houston. I think there's only one from the West Coast, which tells you a little bit about our claiming program out here right now.
Yeah.
We used to have a pretty good group of claiming horses, but a lot of them have gone back east for the money.
All right, John, let's get a winner parlayed from Churchill yesterday to Del Mar today.
Let's go down to the 8th and final, Ralph. In the 8th race today, it looks like there's a ton of speed in here. You've got the comebacker, Graceland Gray, and Sneaker, Tahini, and even a East Coast horse, Well Info. I don't see how the pace isn't at least legit, and I think that sets the table for number, make sure I get the number right here, number 5, Year One There, coming off a good effort in a stakes race, drop in class, gets Lasix back, likes Del Mar, and again, her style plays to how Del Mar's been playing right now with Umberto Rispoli aboard. So 4-1 on the program, number 5, Year One There, race number 8. At Del Mar.
Well, let's see if we can hold that price in the 8th race, the 5, you're on there, the 5 in the 8th and final race today at Del Mar's John Lindo selection. And by the way, John had a great day at Churchill Downs yesterday with his sheet, but so far at Del Mar, out of 66 races that have been run at Del Mar and 66 selections on your behalf, you have 25 of those winners. That's a 38% clip, which is doing better than the favorites there right now. with the ROI of $1.33 for every buck. So you're doing well there. And I'm telling you, folks, you'll be missing it if you don't get here and get John Lindo's Lindo Report free of charge, only in one place here in your gaming capital. It is here at the South Point in the race book here. It is free of charge to you, complimentary, because they love horse players. And, John, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Ralph. Good luck today. Make some money.
All right. You got it, my man. Now we're going to go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by for Jerry J's Power Page. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
Well, Jerry, you always tell us whenever you make a selection to make sure you do a reverse, and that's exactly what happened yesterday. Your key horse ran second, unfortunately, was beat by the favorite, but that was part of your link-ups. The dollar reverse exacta paid $7.30, but you also had the other link-ups that ran second and third, and, of course, that is a reverse trifecta. That 50-cent trifecta paid $11.35. So, you know, always do the reverse, folks, right?
Well, the horse that won was the horse I suggested that you press extra money on.
Yeah, the press up. Yeah,
so.
Yeah, because it was the favorite.
But you know, of course, we would prefer he didn't run. That's the way it is.
But that's okay. Yeah, you know, yeah, and that's why what you say. You know, I always repeat that you could be a little bit wrong, and still cash.
That is correct.
All right.
Yeah, it's absolutely correct.
All right. What are we doing today at the Big A?
Okay, well, the play I had planned was Broccardini, but he scratched.
Okay.
So we're going to take an alternate play. We're going to go to the seventh race. We're going to take number four, Natural Harbor, for Brad Cox, off the claim, going up in company after a nice win over the Aqueduct main track. This horse really runs well at Aqueduct. This is sort of a horse-for-course angle, new trainer angle, going up in class off a win angle. There's a couple of different angles here that kind of make this horse interesting. It's 7-2. I think I could play maybe down to 5-2. I'll take the 4 over the 1, 6, 8, and 9. Reverse 1, 6, 8, and 9 back over the 4. That's Natural Harbor in the 7th.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll press up 4, 8, 8, 4.
All right, 4 over 1, 6, 8, 9, and reverse. And another 1, 4, 4, 1. Is that it?
No, 4, 8, 8.
I'm sorry, 4, 8. Okay, another 4, 8, 8, 4 in that. The 4 is the key over 1, 6, 8, and 9. Now, you said Chad Brown's the trainer, right?
No, Brad Cox.
Brad Cox. Okay. Oh, Brad Cox. Okay, so.
Had to go up a notch.
Yeah, I guess when Brad Cox claims the horses, you should take notice of that, right?
I think so.
Okay. Let's go to Del Mar.
Let's do that. We're going to come over to the fourth race here. Something we all hopefully have is a little inner beauty. The 5 horse, the 5 mare, I should say, in the fourth race. This is a turn back angle going from 6 furlongs to 5 furlongs. I love this horse today. I think she's just going to be flying through the stretch and be too much for these. You got Maldonado up for Mullins. This is really a power horse, but also the form is sort of attractive to me. Mm-hmm. I like the 5 over the 1, 6, 7. I'll reverse the 1, 6, 7 over the 5, of course, I always do. But the 5, at 5-2 or better, I think you're getting the best of it all the way around.
All right, your selection in the fourth race is number 5, Inner Beauty. Your link-ups are 1, 6, and 7 and reverse. The Sirocco play comes into play in this race because earlier on the show, Jonathan Hardoon liked the 3 Revelation. So,
well, I'm going to add the 3 in. Now
right.
My play gets the 3.
All right. So now an edited version now is the 5 over 1, 3, 6, 7 and reverse. And of course, the Sirocco play will be the 3, 5, 5, 3 exacta box. But so Jerry added in the 3 there. But your key horse is the 5 Inner Beauty.
Correct.
And don't forget, you can get Jerry J's Power Pages for all of Del Mar and all of Aqueduct every racing day of those racetracks in Southern California and in New York at jerryjspowerpage.com. All right, Jerry. Looks like the tracks look pretty fair at Del Mar and Aqueduct, though, right?
Yeah, yes, I would say so. Aqueduct for sure. Yeah. Del Mar might still be a little speed favorite, but it's been much better than it was, say, in late July, early August.
All right, you got it. We wrap up this Friday show by reminding you out there, God willing and the crook don't rise. We'll be back at 7 a.m. Pacific time tomorrow morning right here at the South Point Studios and all the other platforms that we're broadcasting on for our Saturday Race Day show. We have one more thing to say, and Jerry is going to say
it. Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.